could give somebody going over there. I'm doing everything I can to keep the finance committee working, morning and afternoon and night. And right in the middle of it, State Department runs up with a coffee agreement when I told them the night before, please don't do it.
Well, as I understand it, Mr. President, what happened was that this was just a routine letter went over to the Budget Bureau, and the Budget Bureau forwarded it on, but it was totally unintentional. But yeah. I don't want to try to get out of the blame for it, because we shouldn't have done it that way.
Well, what they did, they came in and asked me about it, Dungan did, and I said, please, no. Don't go close to that finance committee. Those Southerners want some excuse to delay this tax bill till civil rights comes over. Then it'll be delayed 5 months.
Right.
So I said, okay. Well, then the next afternoon, they came in and said, what do we do about it? It's up there.
Sure.
I said, well, I asked you not to last night. Well, they said somebody else made the bonehead. So then Byrd starts calling me, and I've had calls from Smathers and the rest of them today and saying that's what's running it. I can't get my Secretary of Treasury and my Secretary of State together, that they both want to use the same forum, and one of them, the delayers are using the Secretary of State to delay the Secretary of Treasury. Now then, I find that they're still talking about all six of them going. I don't know how to get out an order to them, but I guess they said the Secretary of State was the dean and the head man, and I wish you'd tell them that I don't mind one or two of them going, but I sure don't want them.
This is Mr. Rusk's idea, too. I mean, he feels very strongly about it. As a matter of fact, he thought that there was some kind of sense of bad taste in the whole group going, since they had been on this mission at the time they were called back when the president was assassinated, and what he wanted to do. This was simply that the will of the wish of the others was to the contrary. What he wanted to do was to have just one or two go and only for the trip and not take their wives and come right back
after
the meeting.
I agree with that.
So this is the way we'll do it, and quite frankly, you're reinforcing us in something
that we
really wanted, Mr. President.
That's good. And you just tell them that we feel that way about it. We got this legislation. We think it's bad taste. We don't think they all ought to go. The Japanese newspapers are playing it up big, though, that they're coming, so some announcement better be got now.
We can deal with this.
Okay, my friend. You just take it from there and let anybody know that I thought it was outrageous that the president, the vice president, and six members of the cabinet were away from Washington.
Right, right.
Don't you?
Certainly do. Yes, we entirely agree with you.
You see, President Kennedy took this position one time when we went to the ranch with Chancellor Adenauer. The Secretary of State was going and the Secretary of Defense, and he made them both cancel.
Right.
And the Attorney General, he made all three of them cancel, said, I don't want them out of Washington.
Right. Well, we're wholly sympathetic.
Okay.
Thank you.